to everyone this morning. I would like to open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we bow before you this morning, thankful for the beautiful day you've given again today. Thankful for the blessings you pour upon our lives each day. Lord, I just pray that you'd be with me as I share the words you've given me. I pray that they could be a blessing. Just pray that you'd be with me. Pray this all in your name. Amen. So, the things I have to share on this morning isn't something that I've accomplished or anything. It's just something the Lord's been working on in my life, and so I figured I'd like to share it with you. For an opening text, let's turn to Matthew 6. We'll read 5 through 19. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard of their much speaking. But be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So the verses I wanted to focus on were verses 9 to 13. We know it's the Lord's Prayer here. Jesus says, after this manner, pray ye. I think there's a lot more to the Lord's Prayer than just the Lord's Prayer. I see an outline here for us to follow as we look at the Lord's Prayer. So it could be like a guide to us. So we'll start in verse 9. It says, Our Father which art in heaven. First of all, we see when we pray, to be calling out to the Lord, to acknowledge that there's a Father and to call on Him. And then in going on here in verse, he says, "Hallowed be Thy name." Jesus tells us that after we call on His name to worship Him, hallowed be Thy name, He calls us to worship. I wrote down the definition here of hallowed, to devote to holy or religious exercise, to reverence, to honor as sacred. Jesus calls us to worship Him next. Like, we call on Him and then to worship Him. Then when thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is the Lord telling us to pray with a broken spirit and a surrendered life, laying down my will, what I want, asking Jesus for His will, that His will would be done in our lives. Complete surrender, giving Him full control to do what we see best, what He sees best in our lives. We accept what God has planned for our lives and ask Him that He would that His will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. As I was thinking on this, I had to wonder what the world would look like if everyone would do just that. Everyone would live and do the will of the Father here on earth. It reminded me of the message a couple Sundays ago about bringing heaven to earth. Going on here, give us this day our daily bread. God is telling us to pray to be fed. We need to ask Him for bread. I had to think of an example. The children of Israel, when they were in the wilderness, and every day God gave them bread. He didn't put it in on their cabinet, but they had to go out and get it. And when we pray for our daily bread, it's something that we have to engage in, whether it's reading our Bible or praying. Or it's not when we ask for bread, Jesus isn't just going to give it to us. We have to go out and work for it as well. We can't depend on the bread from last Sunday to get us through to this Sunday. We have to, every day we need new, fresh bread. Going on, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Jesus is telling us here to pray to be forgiven of our sins. He also says that He will only forgive us if we forgive others. It is very important that we forgive others so that we can be forgiven. This is an essential part of the Christian life, because if we can't forgive, how can we get into heaven? They're in the bottom, verses 14 and 15. I'll just read them here. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. It clearly says that we can't get to heaven unforgiven. And that's very essential in our Christian walk. Go on here. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Here Jesus is telling us to ask us to have, for Him to keep us from sin, that when temptations come, that we would not fall. There isn't any temptation so big that Jesus can't help us out of it, or any evil so great that He can't stop. We just have to ask Him. He's only one prayer away. Good on here. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. All these things I pray because this is your kingdom. You have all the power of heaven and earth, and all the glory belongs to you, always and forever. I am part of the kingdom of God, and because of that, He gives me His power. Power that people can't have unless it is given to them by God. God, this is your power, and all the glory belongs to you. We don't deserve any glory. All glory goes to God. We see here in the beginning, God wants us to acknowledge Him as our Father. Then He wants us to worship Him, to hallow His name. Then He tells us to pray that God's will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. He then tells us to pray for our daily food, our spiritual food. We then ask for forgiveness, but only as we forgive. We then pray to be kept safe from sin, and that we wouldn't yield to temptation. I wonder how often we miss steps 2, 3, and 4. The worship, the prayer for God's will to be done on earth, and our prayer for daily food, and go right into telling God about all our troubles and my needs and what he should help me with next. How often do I pray for my will and my needs? This is what... So here in closing, I'd just like to read over it again. So we'll start in verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven. We see a calling here. Calling out to God. Hallowed be thy name. Here's a call to worship. Call to honor his name and reverence. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I pray that we would be surrendered and broken, that God's will would be done in our lives. Give us this day our daily bread, a prayer that we would be fed daily and that he would break the bread of life to us. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Pray that we would be open and be able to forgive others. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. A prayer, he asks us to pray that we to keep us safe and to call on him when we're in trouble. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That's all I have. I hope it can be a blessing to you. I know it's really stirred in my heart to a more holy, more of a better prayer life. And I pray that it could be a blessing to you.